This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
I'll tell you this. Here's a story that is now starting to make the rounds, and we talked a little bit about a portion of that story yesterday. Remember, I was having a little fun with Antonio Brown actually practicing with Lamar Jackson, and I was, you know, having some fun that maybe John Harbaugh should be a little nervous. And I don't even think the Ravens will sign Antonio Brown. I don't think they're that stupid to add that guy to their roster, to their locker room, more importantly. But the one thing that I was picking on when I saw this was that the guys were actually hanging around each other and like hugging each other, like both Browns and Jackson were all hugging each other. And those guys don't live together and they're not constantly hanging out. Like, I'll give you an example. Bill and I we hang out with each other right here doing the show. And then he goes to his house and I go to my house. That's it. We're not going out anywhere. We're in the same place with the same people. He's with his, you know, family. I'm with my family. That's it. We're not going out anywhere, nothing. So we're not bringing any other germs from anywhere. It's the same people we've been around. So we're kind of controlling it, right? There's no way that Brown, Jackson, and AB have been hanging out every day together and all the same people. They just came together for a workout. And then you get all sweaty and all that, and now you're hugging each other and you're all around each other. And by the way, you're throwing a football that somebody else is catching. And that football carries sweat and germs. Okay? So you're doing all of and you're touching your face and hair and all that. And it, come
yeah,
on,
I got man. Another one. They spit on the field. The ball hits the field. There's spit all over the ball.
Yeah. So you start looking at Dez Bryant now and Dak Prescott and like three other guys. And so they were all like hugging each other and taking pictures. And we're in the middle of this whole thing. And we just went through the Rudy Gobert thing. But this is the athlete's invincible attitude. And it's going to be interesting to track these kind of guys now over the next couple of weeks to see if anything comes from this. Because none of them are hanging around each other and live with each other. So they don't know where all of them have been exactly and who they're hanging out with and where those people have been who are hanging out with them. You understand what I'm saying? So it's really amazing to me how I get you got to work out, but you do things and you should do them the right way and send the right example, because you're not sending the right example by practicing and sweating up and then you're hanging around each other. I mean, we just saw 70 Texas students go to Cabo San Lucas and 44 of them came back with the coronavirus. Why? Because they're all amongst each other. It doesn't matter if the heat and humidity that people talk about. If you have the virus, brother, you're going to spread it to somebody else. Now you notice how they're talking about how it could be spread just by talking. That you could have it on the back of your throat and it goes out into the air. That's another reason why they want you to wear the mask. So you don't spread it too. I saw that by Dez Bryant and Dak Prescott, and I was like, man, guys, you are sending a terrible signal right now. I just found that to be absolutely irresponsible.